when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made. I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation, or to take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I will bow in humble and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how
got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold, a piece of bread, goodbye, a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise. The Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No, and there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be
you've been left behind.
I hope we'll all
good morning, everybody. Good morning. Yay! We made it. The 40 days are over. We made it. Praise God. What a spiritual warfare we have been through. Well, that song is a perfect song for today because all of you guys are being commissioned to go forth to finish your end time mission. And that song says, I wish we'd all been ready. You know, I wish everyone would have prepared and would have had their spiritual eyes open to see what is happening because it's a true gift. Because there's so many deceived. Even when Jesus was asked about, and we talked about this in one of our days, when Jesus was asked, you know, when will the end come? And that's the first thing he did was warn about deception. Because this, now that it's all said and done, and now that we're all in the thick of it, we see just how bad that deception is. And even yesterday with the Super Bowl, it was just so obvious that the people that are in this agenda so thick is so deceived and corrupt. It is so grievous and so sad that they have swallowed that much vomit to take in such filth. You see what I mean? So anyways, today is dedicated to you guys and sending you forth to finish your mission in this end time scenario. And I just want to say on behalf of Pastor and I, who is with us this morning, yay, we just want to say that we're so honored to be a part of your journeys and to be a part of your stories. And we're honored to be a part of this with you today and commissioning you to go forth and to just be fellow servants with you. We do consider ourselves servants to you guys. Okay, now I'm going to get Pastor on here and he's going to lead us off with a prayer and we'll go ahead and get it kicked off. All right. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
All right, sir. Are you excited about today?
Yeah, it's a new day, I guess. I'm just getting up. But, yeah, it's good to be here with everybody and on this journey that we have together.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. And I do want you to, if you could, real quick, give them a report about how you're doing with your health. Remember, we had a nice storm through this 40 days, and he fell and hurt his ribs.
Oh, well, it's really weird because sometimes it just feels fine, and then all of a sudden, I'm in a lot of pain. So I don't know what's going on in there, you know. Sometimes if I sit, it's fine. And then sometimes when I sit, it's not. And then, so then I got to lay down. Well, then it might be good laying down, but then sometimes it's not. It's back and forth, and, you know, so I just don't know what's going on.
So please continue to pray.
It's getting better, I can tell, but there's still that intense bite for some reason at certain times, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, we definitely ask that the church pray for you, Pastor. Can you lead us off in prayer, sir?
Yeah. Father, we just thank you that we can gather together in the name of Jesus, and we commit ourselves to a sanctified life, a life of holiness pleasing to you, Lord. Your word says to wash ourselves and make ourselves clean, to cease to do evil and to learn to do well. Therefore, Father, we repent and turn from any sin in our lives, and we wash ourselves with the water of your word. We cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear and reverence of you, Lord God. Father, we receive your forgiveness now and thank you for it, because your word says you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we thank you that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Lord Jesus, you sanctify us through your truth, for your word is the truth. Your word sets us free, Lord. So we commit ourselves to you, Lord, spirit, soul, mind, and body, and we commit to change whatever needs to be changed in our lives, because the desire of our hearts is to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and fitting for the master's use.
Yes, Lord.
Every good work. So we thank you, Lord, and we eat the good of the land because we are willing and obedient. And so we just think that we can come together in unity of the Spirit, Lord, for such a time as this, Lord, in these last days that we feel. And we just thank you that your Spirit will lead and guide us in these days, Lord.
Yes.
And, you know, keep us on that right path, Lord, in a humble spirit too, Lord. So we just praise you and thank you for this time that we can all come together in unity and just seek your face and seek your hand and in guidance. And we pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Pastor, it was an awesome prayer. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, guys. I have a word for you from the Lord. If you would turn to Psalm chapter 37, the book of Psalms, chapter 37. This is the perfect chapter to seal up what God is saying in these 40 days. Because as you review on our private website page, where we have listed, and that they are up to date, I just put in today's, all of the main themes of what each day was about. And you see that God was telling us that if we will but trust him as the children of Israel in the Old Testament trusted him to pull them out of Egypt, that as he is pulling us out of Egypt, and we know what that means, out of Web3, out of AI, out of the beast money and the beast control, we're going to really feel the effects of that this year. And it's going to be the real test. And we're praying today that everyone will be able to pass that test when it hits you in a harder way in this year. But he's saying that if we will but trust him, that he will show us what a God he is. In the same manner of how he did the children of Israel back then. Okay, we're the modern day children of Israel. So let's go ahead and read Psalm 31. And let's picture this as we're sitting in heaven. And God is talking to us like sitting at a table. And he's like talking to us and addressing us as we are about to go forth in our final climactic moments here on the earth, whether it's a year, 5 years, or 10. But this is our final track. Like, the curtains of this theatrical play are closing. So it's like he's pulled us over on the sidelines. He's got us together in this, you know, little huddle here before we go back out to the warfare field. And he's given us our last pep talk. And that's what this word is. So here we go. Fret not yourself, bride, because of evildoers. Neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, we studied the other day about iniquity. For they will soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Isn't that sad? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. And boy, has God confirmed that over the past 40 days. Don't worry about the famine. We have seen on the news the way they're culling our animals and the chemical warfare we got going on. And just, you know, they're taking the manufacturing plants and they're working on all this newfangled fake synthetic food. But God is saying, don't worry, you will be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord. This is an action meaning, an action verb. Like the word put in the Bible is an action word, like do something. Okay? So this is like do make yourself delightful. Forcefully make yourself be delightful in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Isn't that beautiful? It's a matter of the heart posture. Commit your way unto the Lord. In other words, as he's with us in this huddle on the sidelines, like the football last night. But he's telling us, let me in. Let me in of your plans in this end times. And commit it to me. Trust also in me, and I will bring it to pass. Isn't that beautiful? And I will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and the judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Big key today. You guys have been through a 40-day battle. It's time to rest. Remember when I did the 40-day battle back in 2017? I had 2 weeks of rest. Where before God gave me my official assignment for the year, which was the 6 month tour, 36 days, 18,000 miles. You are walking into, after you finish your commissioning ceremony, a period of rest where your body needs to rest. Spiritual warfare, like this 40-day deal, it's a mind game. That's why many of you struggled through this 40 days in some areas. It's because it's warfare, you guys have been through severe warfare. Look how many people didn't make it. Look how many people caved after the first few days. But you guys, even if you fell off, you got back on. You finished the race. This is how Christianity is. So now it's time for you to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him that prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. We can look at other people and feel disheartened because you see them prospering or you know, having all these friends and living the big life when you're so rejected at home, you know, and you're alone because you refuse to participate in that debauchery out there, you know. It's a lonely road. Or some of you may even have been cast out of the party, like I was in D.C. because I refused to submit. But the Lord is saying, don't fret over that. Let it go. Because their day is coming. The judgment day is coming. So rest. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Because wrath wants to get revenge, don't it? It's like, oh, I'm so mad over this. I just want to do something about it and get back at all these people. That's wrath. But the Lord's word to us this day is back off, killa, back off. Back off. And let God do his work. He says, fret not yourself in any way to do evil. Some of us, like back in my old fighting days, I was ready to go pow pow with some people when they mess with my family. You see what I mean? Fretting to do evil because I wanted to get back at these people. But God is saying, don't worry about that. Let it just give all this stuff to God. Like Pastor preached yesterday about the burden. You know, this is us giving this end time vomit that we're in out here, getting it off our shoulder and handing it back to God where it belongs. And that's what God is saying this morning. Just give it all back to me and rest. Your body needs rest. Your mind needs rest. You need peace, you know. For evil doers will be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. All this craziness these people are doing to live longer because they want the inheritance in the earth. It's all null and void. The earth has already been spoken for. It's already God's. So these people doing all their trespassing right now is only for a season. The earth is being reshaped for when the Jerusalem comes down and the new earth is made. That's where we will reign. That's where the goodness of the Lord will be seen. Right now, we have to finish our race. So God help our eyes and God help our ears with the things that's going to be in the future for us, you see. But there's coming a day where there will be no more evil on this earth. There'll be no more such atrocities like we saw yesterday with the Christians' eyes hoping for a relief from the debauchery of what they painted up on the Super Bowl. And then for them to be filled with 1,000 times worse than what they would have went through if they would have just went over to the Super Bowl. It was a deception. But they were filled with a flood of filth and vomit, you know. But those evildoers, they're going to be cut off because they want to take other people to hell with them. But the Lord is saying, let me have the revenge. You just give it all back to me and let it go. Don't let that come in. Go down into your roots and fester, because that's what it's doing with these unsuspecting Christians out here that are just swallowing all of this vomit. Remember I told you about angry birds and how they have their mouth open, and that's what this Antichrist spirit out here is doing, is having their mouths open and just shoving vomit down their mouth. God is removing that vomit out this morning, cleansing and bringing you to a time of rest. Okay, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Their days are numbered, unfortunately. We as Christians, real Christians, do not want any person to go to hell. None. As evil and vile as the enemy is trying to use that human host, that's all it is. It's not the person. You have to remember that. It's the host that has been turned over to a sleigh of demons. Okay? The hope is that those sleigh of demons will come out of that host, and then the host will come back to God. That's the hope. Because one day, that shell, that host, is going to fall over dead. And then there'll be no more chance of that host to make it right with the Creator. So, our prayer is not that the wicked will be slain right now, but that these people would get saved and come out of this delusion. And the host of demons that they've allowed to come in to overtake their vessel. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? The heart's cry of God, in other words, is salvation. That's a fact. I am not a believer in predestination, where these people that believe in the predestination doctrine believe that when people come to the earth, they're destined. They're either going to go to heaven or hell. So God just, you know, according to their minds, people come here and they're just destined to live on the earth and watch all these other people have a good life and they never have a chance. I do not believe that for nothing. I believe everyone is a choice. Everyone. And even the most vilest sinner can be saved. Okay, let's go back to the word. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yeah. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. In other words, see what they're doing, but don't go down that road. Don't even consider being a part of their and jumping over on their train. It's going to be bad for them. Their temporary pleasures ain't but a fleeting moment. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And you know that you can be sitting in a prayers, I mean in a jail cell. You can be sitting in a room all by yourself. You can be sitting in the most vilest place and have the peace of God. And I've told you stories. I don't have to tell you a story this morning how I was in a murderous situation. And I sat there with more peace than I have ever had. Because I knew that I knew that I knew. Like we talked about the other day. Do you know that you know that you know? And when peace is there, there's that other stuff just fades away. The wicked plots against the just, and we know this, and gnashes upon him with his teeth, the mouth. And we see this happening right now. But the Lord laughs at him because he sees that their day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy. This is key in this scripture right here. And we see that happening with the highest leadership in the world, which is our president. Casting down the poor and the needy. And to slay such as be of upright conversation. Boy, do we see that today. Slaying the truth. Lying against the truth. Lying against people that tell the truth. their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. I call it, in modern day terms, the snake eating the tail. These people jumping upon the Satan train because they think they're going to live a little longer, and they want to live the high life, and they don't want to suffer. These people have a snake coming up behind them that is ready to devour them publicly. It's going to be a sad day for them. They think they're gaining all this, but they're not. It's only a temporary, fleeting moment of lies. That's all it is. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. And you need to know that in the coming days, because your finances are going to suffer in this transition that's taking place if you choose not to go over there. I'm going to have it on the news today about technology, and they're making the announcement that the early birds who could have jumped aboard with AI and really made a prosperous future for themselves is over. It's too late now. So the people that are jumping aboard now are a little too late because AI has advanced so much, you know. But to us that have been following this reset for 6 years now, have purposefully not jumped over there. And some of us, such as our ministry, has paid the price financially hugely. So bad we had to give up my nice truck. And that's been, I need a car. I need you guys to pray for me. I'm really suffering. But I had to give up that truck. And so, there's a price that you pay to stay on the narrow path. But a little that the righteous man has is better than their millions in a palace of glass, is the way I see it. Go ahead and flaunt it now, because this is all you're ever going to get. I have a mansion waiting for me on the other side of this. I've got a mansion on the other side of glory. It's being prepared by my heavenly Father. I will see the streets of gold, and I will see the one I love. So in other words, you sin according to your lust, right? So you make decisions based upon what your priorities are. So if your priorities are that you have to have a certain level of a house and all this other level of material things, just like if we lived in 1999 and ain't nothing different, then you're going to sell your soul to keep that status. Because we're living in a world that people are losing their jobs. I mean, like, severely out here, you know. And most of them don't even know it's because AI has taken over everything. So the suffering is real, but they have no idea what it's about, type of deal. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord knows that the days of the upright, He knows what we're going through, and He knows how we're suffering. And their inheritance shall be forever. See, this is the key. They're temporary, we're forever. They want this life in this world, we want the forever. We want eternity. So whatever we have to go through over here to get to over here, we're willing to pay that price. They're not. And that's like in ministry. Some people refuse to give their life over to God because they refuse to pay the price, because it is a great price. It's a pearl of great price. That's what the pearl of great price is. It's the giving of your life, your expectations, your wants, and your old image and your old goals for yourself, your talents, gifts, and skills, and everything that you wanted in the previous destination is totally different than what it is when you surrender to God. It's totally different. So giving that up, some people will not do it. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Because it says here at the end of verse 18, their inheritance is going to be forever. We may not receive our inheritance right now, but we will over there. That mansion, the streets of gold, walking and playing with kids, you know, having this wonderful life over there, eternal peace and everything, walking with Jesus, no more crying over there, no pain, no hurts, nothing, no suffering. That's what we're looking forward to, is this transition into glory. So we know that on this side of glory comes with a lot of pain and suffering, right? But over there is what we're living for. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they will be satisfied. Isn't this beautiful to have God sitting here with us on the sidelines saying, listen, son and daughter, when you go back out on that field into your spiritual warfare battle, and you're going out there in the last inning of the game, and you're getting ready to finish your race, I just want you to know something. You're going to see with your natural eyes a famine, and you're going to see many people suffering, but you're going to see my mighty arm of provision. You're going to see that you will be satisfied if you trust in me and you keep eternity in your forehead. Keep it in your mind at all times. This is only temporary. This is only temporary. This is only temporary. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away, because that's what they do, they burn the fat. Okay, now, yesterday at the Super Bowl, we had a miracle. We had a baby goat be born at the Super Bowl, and Ardina and Bruce named him, and his name is Tux, because he looks like he's wearing a tux. It was so cute, but we had a miracle of a lamb that was born. Well, it was a goat. So it was very cute. I posted the pictures up on Ban. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. And I thought about this, what we talked about earlier in the year, back in January, that we want to be the biggest givers in 2026 than we have ever been. Givers of our time, givers of money, givers of things, you know, that in the middle of the collapse, that we would be the different ones. We want to be the Lord uses as a conduit, Lord. Give it to me and I will give it away. Do you know that some lady gave us, Dennis can testify to this, some lady gave us baby food. And we're thinking, what do we need with this baby food? And it wasn't 2 or 3 weeks later somebody come through that needed baby food. God gave it to us, and we turned around and gave it away. Another lady gave us a whole bag full of incontinence diapers because I guess her husband didn't need them anymore. And I'm thinking, and I'm learning from God that He gives us these things because there's something coming for somebody else that needs these. Sure enough, somebody came a month later. And then we was able to give them the incontinence diapers that they needed. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? We want to be givers, givers, givers. For such as be blessed of Him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of Him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way. So remember what I said. Sometimes, even when you go off the beaten path, just know that God may want to use you over there. Sometimes we get removed from things, like some of you have lost jobs. But it could be God moving you off that path to go over here because there's somebody over here that God wants you to minister to. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? But when you're a good man, when you're a righteous man, and you ain't perfect, ain't none of us perfect, but when we have God as the center of our heart and we live the majority of our life for the one that we love, He's going to take care of us. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Though he fall, here we go. Here it is right here. Though he fall, like say you made mistakes or whatever, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. Remember I told you we could preach a whole sermon for a day and a half over the hand of God alone. The powerful hand of God. Remember I told you about the country. The reason we're seeing these demons and all of this filth that's being flooded in the earth right now is because God has removed the hand of His protection. And now underneath that hand is a bunch of demons running around spewing vomit. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing. But God is saying, even if you have made a mistake, I will make your crooked path straight. It's not saying you won't have to pay a consequence. Not saying He's going to be like these parents that save you from every single thing with no consequences. You may have some consequence due to that. But it ain't going to be nothing like what would happen to a wicked person. Have you ever met somebody that they are constantly being beat down, just constantly going through stuff, constantly, constantly, constantly? You know why? It's because they're open to a file of devils. They don't have God cleaning the path up. He's our Godfather. He makes it all right. But that is how He is. He makes our crooked path straight. Even when we get stupid and say something we shouldn't have or do something we shouldn't have or made mistakes here and there, He helps to keep it in a nice, narrow path. Okay? Because ain't none of us perfect. He already knew it when He saved us. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now I'm old. This is David talking. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. This is the key right here. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So everybody repeat after me. Say, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So that is our encouraging word from God today. So now we're coming out of our huddle. And now we've got Pastor who's about to lead us into communion. And he is going to lead us into this time of consecration where we have been on this 40-day spiritual warfare journey. And now we're about to seal all that we've done and all that we've been through, giving it all back to the Lord and giving ourselves to Him in this communion. Okay, let's get Pastor on here. Okay, Pastor, we're ready for communion. You've got the floor.
Okay. Well, I guess communion's a, you know, a time where we focus on remembering, you know, what Jesus did for us, His sacrifice, and giving thanks, you know, and asking for spiritual nourishment, you know, to lead us and guide us, you know, in such a time as this that we're going to be going into. And we are, you know, going through a lot of things. So, you know, we'll just pray, Lord, as we approach this table, we come humbly before You, recognizing the sacrifice of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Sanctify this bread and wine, and let them be for us the body and blood of Christ. May this communion strengthen our faith, deepen our love for You and for one another, and renew our spirits. Help us to remember the great cost of salvation and to live in gratitude for Your grace. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's take the bread. God, we ask You in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who receive it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of Your Son and witness to You, O God. They are willing to take upon them the name of Your Son and always remember Him and keep the commandments which He has given us, that they may always have His Spirit to be with them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we can take the bread. Thank You, Lord. Okay, and as we take our wine, Holy God, we ask You in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to our souls, of all those who receive it, that they may drink in the remembrance of the blood of the Lord, which was shed for each one of us, that they may witness to You, O God, that they do always remember Him, that they may have His Spirit to be with them and to guide them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We take the wine. Oh Lord God, eternal Father, we praise and thank You for Your grace that through Your Son, Jesus Christ, You established this supper in which we eat His body and drink His blood. And by Your Holy Spirit, help us to use this gift to confess and forsake our sins, to confidently believe that we're forgiven through Christ, and to grow in faith and love day by day, until we come to the last at last to the joy of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen, Pastor. Thank you so much. Now we're going into a time of consecration and commission. At this time in the program, this is the point where each of you are being sent forth and being equipped, basically, in the Spirit. Okay? So let's all bow our heads and pray. And Pastor and I, we're going to do this together to commission you. Here we go. Lord, we just come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus as a body before the throne. We have plowed the heavens, Lord, for 40 days now, and we seal all that we have done and said before you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done in our hearts during this time together. And Lord, we just commit this to you, and Pastor and I come together in the name of Jesus, and we commission everyone that participated in this to go forth as a missionary in this end time last quarter of the mission in Jesus' name. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. We pray for increased opportunities as end time missionaries. We must pray for opportunities for them to minister to their neighbors and on the streets. So thank you, God, for opening doors.
Lord, regarding our missionaries, we pray that their spiritual maturity would be increased in the midst of their adversity. We pray that in the midst of their suffering, they would recognize opportunities to minister the gospel. I am in prison, wrote Paul. Please pray that God would help me get my eyes off myself. Pray that he would help me to recognize opportunities to minister the gospel and that I would be faithful to those opportunities.
Yes. And we pray for open mouths. Paul requested prayer for this reason, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak.
We pray that our missionaries would have clarity in their ministry of the gospel. The word manifest means to make clear. Pray, says Paul, that I would be able to speak the gospel with great clarity. We pray that as they preach God's word, that they would do it in an unencumbered way. We pray that they will be able to effectively enunciate their message of the gospel properly.
Amen. And we pray also that each one of these missionaries will have the ability to minister to the gospel in spirit and in truth.
We also pray that they will have integrity in their ministry. Paul's desire is that we would make the gospel manifest as we ought to speak. The word ought is translated variously in the New Testament. Basically, it is a word that means to be under obligation. Paul's prayer was that as doors were opened, he would preach exactly what he was supposed to preach and how he was supposed to preach. We pray that we boldly and unflinchedly proclaim Jesus Christ.
Yes. The apostle requested the same prayers of the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 3:1 and 2. There were many who did not want to hear Paul's preaching, and his earnest request of his fellow saints was that they would pray on his behalf for the boldness that he needed to preach the truth anyway. If Paul needed prayer to preach with integrity, then certainly, us as pastors and and each one of you need this. So we just thank you, Lord, for boldness that we need to preach the truth, because your word says it's the truth that sets us free. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Yes, we pray for open hearts. Without a doubt, this is implied in this passage. Paul asked for prayer for open doors and for an open mouth. And he certainly desired prayer for open hearts. You see, Paul desired to be fruitful in his ministry. And y'all know that we studied Paul a lot these 40 days. He understands the words of Jesus. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that wherever or whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. In John 15:16, he desires to bring forth lasting fruit for the glory of God, and thus he coveted prayers in this regard.
Yes, and we pray abundant blessings to each one of you guys as you go forth. The Lord will provide all your needs as you serve him through serving others. Thank you, Lord, for your supernatural provision to achieve your will, that the will of the Lord will be done.
Lord, strengthen their faith to believe you for the impossible. We pray that they do not put you in a box, that they will believe bigly. We pray that they know that nothing is impossible to them that believe.
Yes, and thank you, Lord, for increasing their awareness that you have angelic forces working with them. There is more that is for them than that is against them. May their spiritual eyes see.
Give them prophetic increase, Lord. Give them dreams in the night and visions to see beyond the veil. Thank you for opening that prophetic door into the unseen realm. Thank you for warning them ahead of time of dangers, etc., so that they may prepare. Where you send them to go, it will flow.
Yes, and we pray that they will be able to be quiet when the global stage of persecution comes, and to know that you are their defender, and that you, Lord, will serve their justice.
We pray that they will not get sucked into the beast agenda and go back to the safe zone of familiarity and vomit.
Yes. And Lord, we ask for healing in their bodies, minds, and souls to be all that you have called them to be. Bless them and their families in every way.
Lord, we just seal this morning. We thank you so much for this opportunity to be with all of these people and to be a part of their journeys and their families, and that they have sacrificed, Lord, their time and their efforts to be with us in the morning prayer calls and to be with us at church and to pray for each other. Lord, bless them in every way. Lord, we just commit and we lay it down at the foot of the cross right now, Lord, this 40-day mission that we've all been on as a family, Lord. We just give it all back to you, Lord. Thank you for letting your blood flow over every one of them, healing them, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Thank you that they are walking out of this after this morning, different than they entered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, guys, you are officially finished. Go make you a big breakfast. Have you a wonderful day, and I will see you later on the news. We're going to have to call this short. Let me stop.